We were just talking about some struggles at music schools or for music school graduates, but we do know that there are many success stories from music schools. For example, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is filled with conservatory graduates. And some people, like Adam Ragusea, left music school to do something totally different, like in Adam's case, radio. Other people end up continuing with music, but in ways they didn't originally imagine. One of those people is Lexington soprano Joanna Poritskova. She studied music at Indiana, too, like Adam, but she wound up with a degree in nursing, although she never left music far behind. She's sung with world-class orchestras from Washington to Berlin, and when she's not performing, she works as a registered nurse with a company called Home Instead Senior Care. That's because for Poritskova, music and medicine go hand in hand. And the same could be said for the doctors and nurses who make up the Longwood Symphony Orchestra. Since 1982, the Longwood Orchestra has plucked members of Boston's medical community to perform year-round for local charities. And this Saturday, Joanna Poritskova will star in a Wagner performance with the Longwood Orchestra. A typical day for Poritskova can often involve an audition or a rehearsal in the morning and then an in-home visit to one of her elderly clients in the afternoon. This week, she spoke with Radio Boston's Jason Breslow about how she balances music and medicine.
I've always done the two at the same time. I was a violinist and always sung. I was singing in high school and playing violin. But I think my parents, who are Czechoslovakian, said, you need to have a job. But honestly, I always really wanted to be a nurse. When I first moved to Boston, I moved here because I had a federal traineeship grant in pediatric nursing. So I got my master's degree in nursing. I worked at Children's Hospital for a while. I also was on faculty at Boston University, Massachusetts College of Pharmacy. Since I was in pediatrics, I always sang to the infants to calm them down because intensive care is very scary there for patients. And I would hold my babies and sing to them, and they would fall asleep. I discovered that the song Edelweiss, for instance, from The Sound of Music, is very soothing to infants. A lot of times there's beepers going off and alarms, and when you hear a human voice singing, the vibration of that is so special that it's very calming. So that's what I did. I just decided to sing, and nobody stopped me. Everybody, even my fellow nurses and physicians, they just said, oh, that's great if you can calm the patients down. And when I worked with adults, too, I would also try to incorporate the human voice with that as well. So the agency provides services such as doing meal planning, activities. So what I love about it, though, is I can use my singing and kind of create my own philosophy how I would want the elderly to be treated. And that means a holistic approach to them, getting to know their family and delivering care, whether that's food with I think, a sense of kindness and empathy, and also providing music, because I think music is really, really healing for the elderly. We're going to see some clients. That's my bird clock in the background. We're going to see two beautiful ladies. One is, I think she's around 90, and the other one is like 86 years old. They're two sisters that came from a family of 10 children. Parents came from Sicily, and Home Instead has been working with them for a while. And I basically come in and cook their meals, and the house is taken care of, and we make sure that their medical needs are taken care of, that they go to doctor's appointments. And they love to sing. I discovered that they absolutely love to sing, and they know a lot of songs, and it gives them great pleasure to sing.
If it's this one or the top one, hold on. No, it must be the top one.
Hello, Josie and Lena. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Let's turn this off. Let's get this off. Yes, we usually just watch the news a little bit first. Now tell me something. Do you want to have something to eat first? Are you hungry or do you?
I'm not too. We had a good breath. A little.
Okay. I got to check out and see what's in the refrigerator here.
Oh, great. Just getting some water boiling here. We spend our afternoons in the kitchen and talk a little bit about Christmas because they have a lot of happy memories about Christmas time.
Well, we're just making some mashed potatoes here.
It's so nice to have you all here.
And Lena watches over her baby sister Josie.
She's my baby sister. And I'm her big sister. She loves me. We love each other. We get along good.
We'll have to sing a Christmas song. How about Jingle Bells?
Yeah, that's good.
I know you love to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a song that's open sleigh.
This Saturday, Joanna Porizkova will sing with the Longwood Symphony Orchestra. The show will include works by Wagner and Alexander Borodin and will benefit the Art Connection. For now, here's Joanna Porizkova singing Puccini. Finally, before we leave today, we want to remember a 23-year-old soldier from Sudbury who was killed in action in Afghanistan on Tuesday. First Lieutenant Scott Milley was a graduate of Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School, and he later joined the ROTC program at the University of New Hampshire. He graduated from UNH last year with a degree in psychology. Milley had been serving as a U.S. Army Ranger with the 10th Mountain Division, and he was shot and killed in a firefight while on foot patrol. Millie had been in Afghanistan for only 1 month. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle at boston.com. If you have any comments on our program, send us an email at radioboston@wbur.org or call our listener line at 617-353-1137. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.